Foreign News, I'm John Scott. President Trump said Wednesday that a deal to end the Iran war is near after Tehran dismissed his 15-point ceasefire plan and issued its own sweeping demands to stop fighting as it launched more attacks on Israel and Gulf Arab countries. Two officials from Pakistan described the 15-point U.S. proposal broadly, saying it included sanctions relief, a rollback of Iran's nuclear program, limits on missiles, and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. There's been a verdict in a California social media trial.
A California jury found both Meta and YouTube liable in a lawsuit aiming to hold social media platforms responsible for harm to children using their services. The plaintiff was awarded $3 million in damages. The 20-year-old woman, identified as KGM in documents, or Kaylee, as her lawyers have called her during the trial, says her early use of social media addicted her to the technology and exacerbated her mental health struggles. This is the second verdict this week against Meta after a jury in New Mexico determined the company harms children's mental health and safety.
That's Lisa Dwyer reporting. A Democrat won a special election this week in President Trump's Florida home district.
The president's endorsement of Republican John Maples wasn't enough to stop Democrat Emily Gregory from winning Tuesday's election. Gregory flipped the state seat that represents Donald Trump's home district and his Mar-a-Lago resort. Donald Trump had urged his Palm Beach County friends to vote for Maples. Democrats celebrated Gregory's victory as the latest sign voters are turning against the president and Republicans. Greg Clugston, The White House.
On Capitol Hill, the acting head of the TSA says it may have to shut down operations at some airports as travelers are experiencing record waiting times. This is SRN News. Fewer American women are dying while pregnant. Correspondent Michael Harrington with a report.
The Centers for Disease Control reports that since the repeal of Roe v. Wade in 2022, the maternal mortality rate has dropped by nearly 20%. A report in LifeNews.com says, quote, "The improvement flatly contradicts repeated warnings from abortion advocates that protective pro-life laws would trigger a maternal health crisis by forcing women to carry high-risk pregnancies to term. Other public health metrics have also improved since the repeal." Michael Harrington reporting.
Dr. Kermit Gosnell, an abortion clinic doctor sentenced to life in prison for killing three babies who had been born alive, has died at the age of 85. Gosnell's grimy West Philadelphia clinic became known as a house of horrors. Former employees testified he routinely performed illegal abortions past Pennsylvania's 24-week limit. This is SRN News. In culinary news, there is a winner of this year's World Food Prize. We hear more on this delectable story from correspondent Donna Warder with this report.
The World Food Prize is an international award recognizing people who've significantly improved the quality and availability of food worldwide. And this year's winner is Netherlands food scientist Huub Lelieveld, who developed hygienic production methods used to manufacture food, making the process more efficient and less reliant on chemicals. The World Food Prize organization says those food processing safety standards are now used around the world, averting millions of cases of foodborne illnesses and reducing food waste. And Lelieveld has also advocated for trade regulations that allow safe food to get around the world more easily. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.